And that Vav Amud Aleph. Let us start from the beginning of the sugya to get into the swing of the sugya. Boy, Rab Zeire, talk for echad befaneinu mal. Two people came to Besden, b'shnayim oichzim betalis, and talk for echad befaneinu. Now one grabbed it away. Mal, what is the din? So now one is Muxik in the talis. So the Gemara asks, Eichi Domi, Ide Shosik, if he chopped it away, and Yenna isn't saying anything, Oidi Oidilei. So you see, he's made it. Videkot Savach, if when he's grabbing it away, so he's screaming, he addresses best, and look what he's doing, he's grabbing it away. Is my Havalei Lemevat, so this doesn't at all change the din teira. What I mean, Bezin sees exactly what's happening. Vashnaim echzim betals, now one grabbed it away. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche de shosik mikore. When he started grabbing it away, and when he saw that it's slipping out of his hands, so he didn't say anything. He's grabbing it, taking it more and more and more away from him, and he doesn't say anything. And then when out of his hands completely, now he starts complaining. So this is an interesting anhoge. Is my, what is the din? Mide ishtik, eiduye eidilei. Should I say, since when it was, he saw that he's losing the battle and Yen is schlepping it out from his hands, and he kept quiet, so I do yidelays, he's made it him. I do makivin the katzavach hashta, maybe now since he's complaining, he's screaming, he goli milsed the haide shosik meikore, so the tzviche, that he's screaming now after Yenna, it's in the reshus of the taifas, so that is being megalit to us. Is he go lemil sedai de shosik mikore? That would he kept quiet. Usava kachosi le rabbonon. He thought rabbonon so, and they're going to do something about it. But since he said they did this thing about it, now it's by him. So now he's starting to complain. So it seems it's a shaila. Is this a hido? Is it not a hido? Omar Rav Nachman Toshma. We learned a baraisa. Bamedvorim amurim sheshneim adukim bo. When do we say that yachloiku sheshneim adukim bo? They come to bezn sheshneim adukim bo. Avoloise talis yoitzis metachas yodi shalechad mehem ameitz mechaveirei olavarai. But what is, if one is holding the talis, so then there is ameitz mechaveirei olavarai. Like the Gemara, Hechidomi, id name kedektoni, if you learn the Braise kipshutoi. But Braise is telling us two cases. If two people come to Bezin, they're holding a talis, each man says, kula shali, say, achleiko. If one person is holding the talis, and then there's two people there, and each one says, kula shali, he say, ameitz mechaber olavaraya, so pshite, so that's poshit, you only the Braise to tell me. Reuven's holding a talis, and Shimon Kanda, and Shimon Tainis, the Bezman, it's my talis. So it's Iche, Shimon is not Nemo. So what is Pshat in the Baraisa? So we have to say, the Baraisa is speaking about this case. That's what it means. It means if both of them are holding it, so then the din is that we say yachloiko, but if it's yaitz mitachas echemim, that means lemaisa before the psak bezdin. It's speaking about that only one of them is holding it. Is he saying maitz mechaber ovel raya? So fakertze, you see that the braisa is that we're poishet rabzei reshaila. So we say oidi oidi lay. So the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat, the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about a different case, not Rab Zaira's case. The Baraisa is speaking about as follows. Speaking about, they both came to Bezen, both of them are holding the talus. V'mrinin luhu, zilu plugu. Bezen Paskin, you should divide the talus. Vinovku, they left Bezen. Vahoda also kitofis lechad minayu. And then they come back again in Bezen. Now one of them is holding the talus. One of them is holding the talus. That's pshat the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is speaking about a case that when they first came to the Bezen, Bezen told them, Zil plugu, go divide it. And fine. And then they come back 15 minutes later. One of them has the talus. And hi, Omar, I do you idly. And he comes back to Bezen. He went out. It was made to me. It was made to me that it's mine. I mean, you pass it like this, but then later, Nichnas by here at Shuvah, it was made to me, it's mine talus. V'hai Omar, bedomi agarti neli. And the second one says, anechti kitok. When we went out, he said, maybe you rent me the talus, it's yachleiko, good, half is yours, half is mine, I need the talus now. So will you rent it to me? So, I rented it to him. I rented it to him, he gave me money, and I rented it to him, fine. That's what he's holding at the zikr. I mean, I gave him the talus. That I was made it to him, I rented it to him. So now we have now nudin teire. Now we have a nudin teire, that one of them is holding the talus, and now we have a shayla, how did he get hold of the talus? How did he get, now he's holding the talus, so he says the whole scenario to Bezen. He was Maida when he went out of Bezen. He was Maida and he said, it's mine. It's my talus now. Yenna says, no, I never was Maida. You wanted to rent a talus. I rented it to you. But it's mine. The Tzaka Bezen, it's Yachloiku. I just rented you by half. Damrina lay, at hashta choshtes lay begazlan, bahashta megeres lay belay sadi. So we say like this. We don't understand. Till now, you said he was a gazlan. And now you rented it to him without Adim? That means you were telling the whole time that this person is a Goslem. Now, if it's the way you say, if it's the way you say that it's speaking about that you rented it to him, so you're renting it to a person who's a Goslem. If you want to rent something to Goslem, you rent it in front of two Adam. You don't trust him on the words. This guy who was saying the whole time it's his talus. You were choshed him by Goslemusa, and then now all of a sudden you rent him. So tzaraya, that he's right. That it's oidi oidelei. That's pshat in the Baraisa. Bemedvar mamum shishneim adukimbo. That's the scenario. The scenario was that they came back and they said that's a new din teire, if he was made or if he rented it there. I'd like to mention Tvar Bon Ha'oreh. It's a very interesting Gemara over here. The Gemara says that at hashta choshtes lei begazlan, you were choshed him for gazlan. We hear that Gemara that beizam at beiz. The Gemara that beizam at beiz is the kasha. How could each one swears? According to Benanis, it's probably the Shvu Ishov. How can each one swear the Hembe Pochas Mechetche? So the Gemara says, הוכיק ממדלקי שבוי שוב, אימת הטבעיו בהדי הדודי הגבו, לחמנו הוסס איזה שבוי שוב עובר, could be both of them picked it up together, ורשי שבכל אחד ואחד סובר, אני הגבעתי התחילה, וכולו שלי. That means, the Gemara said pshat in the Chalukah of the Mishnah, and that's what we tell each one to swear, because it could very well be they both picked it up together. Each one thinks that he picked it up first. Each one's tining kula shali. But we paskin zil plugu. We say tak it's zachluk yichayli yisemes could be that you both picked it up together. So l'chere, the Gemara is very schwer. The Gemara is very schwer. So where was akert l'chere? That was the din teire. The entire was Bezdin told them Yachloiko, Bezdin Paskin Yachloiko, Bezdin told them Rabbi say, I hear what each one says. No, it could very well be that both of you picked it up together. Kshiniftorim you beinechok zakoim shekiblo ein asedin. So Bezdin said zil plugu. So right, okay, Bezdin told them. Rabbi say, I hear what you say, Most probably, both of you picked it up together. And Bezin said, Yachloiku. Bezin paskin Yachloiku. So, l'chai, if two elechi yidin, okay, I hear. Bezin says, I have to soup. So, my mele, so now all of a sudden, well, you rented it to him? How could you rent it to him? Atash the chosh the slave be gazlan nusa. You were choshed that he was a gazlan. So, tashtikul ha'ore. I mean, it's very modern. Found Kain the Chassam Sefer asks this Ha'orim. Let's remain with the Ha'orim. Well, Kaponim, it's a Ha'orim. Let us see Taisvitz. Agres lei b'loi sadi. So the Gemara says, so the second one loses, the second one, the tainus, he rented it to him, is, he said he rented it to him, so we tainu, listen, if you choshed him for a gazlin, so l'chayre, you would rent it to him without edim. V'ktoisviz, v'enei nemon b'migu di b'ma oma tokfa mimeni, b'migu b'mokem edimu. Now, let us just appreciate Taisvus Kasha and Taisvus Teres. Now, from Taisvus Kasha, we have like this. We have here a case that the two people came to Bezin. Each one is holding on for the dear life that Talish. Time is in Batalis, and he says, Kulush, he says, Kulushali. And Bezin says, Yachloiko. Fine. Bezin passes Yachloiko. And Akapona from the Gemara, it seems that Hashta, Choshtis, Lebe, Gazlanusa, somehow, they didn't leave Bezdin and in such a happy tone. Each one is still tiny kulish leyavachilabezapaskiachloiku. So then, but they're still fighting. I mean, it seems. I mean, that's the loshma the hashtachashes lebegazlanus. I mean, so fakeled. So now, so if he would come back now, one is holding the talis. He comes back to Bezdin. He was mighty to me. Don't say I was mighty. You grabbed it away from me. It was chutzam Bezdin. Grabbed it away from me. So then, lechayre, he would zicha be nemo. That's how Taisus understood. I mean, there never was. We saw before what was happening. Each one was signing kulishli, which is holding. Each one was holding on for it for the dear lives. And now Yeno will come back and he's holding it and he'll say you got it away from me. So he'll zicha be nemo, because I mean, Bezin saw shnei meivs and betalas. It's very possible he chapped it away from him. So it would be Nemo. So Mamela, Frektoisvis Akashe, so that's Poshe Devi, what Taina talk for me, man, it's Ichibi Nemo. So let's believe, so now we have over here, Reuven comes back into Bezin, he's holding the talus, he tells the Dayoni, you know, the tale is over, you told Pluga, he was murdered to me. And Shimon runs in, he's a Shakran, I rented it to him. That's the case of the Baha'i. So the Gemara says, you wouldn't rent it to him, you didn't trust him, but you wouldn't rent it. So, Tfaktaisus, he has amigo, he could have said, Chotva Mimeni, and if he would say Chotva Mimeni, You would be Neman. So let's believe him, Agres Leim Beloy Sadi, with Amigo, Takez, Amisab, with Amigo, could have said Chot with me, man. That's Taisvis Kash. And for Taisvis, it's Amigo B'mokim Eidim. What does Taisvis mean? That means this Anan Sadi, that a person you don't trust, you don't rent without Eidim. You don't all of a sudden, you hush to slay begaslanusa, the way the Gemara says, you don't rent without Eidim. You don't trust him. You won't rent him without Eidim. So, Mamela, you want me to believe something that there's a non-tzadi, a person wouldn't do it. Amiga b'mokim Eidim lo yamrina. That's taste for status. Fine. Now, I'd like to just mention a second ha'ore, just to mention the ha'ore. Let's not go into to say a teret, but let's just mention the ha'ore. According to Tosfos, why do we say it belongs to Reuven? Reuven tainus he was moide, Shimon tainus I rented it to him, and Shimon's taina I have a non sadi. I have a non-sadi that it's a lie what Shimon is tying. You never rent him. So your tying is wrong. So that's your only tying now we got it. You said you rented it. No one says you have it. You said you rented him. So you're a lie. No one would do such a thing. So we'll give it to Reuven. So that's why Reuven gets it, because I have a non-sadi, what you're saying is wrong. And Reuven is holding it. So how did he get it? He's made it him. Fine. The Baraisa says, you know why you give it to Reuven? You give it to Reuven because Hamaitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya. Because Reuven is a Mursik. L'chayr, if there's a non-sadi, l'chayr, you don't need the psak of Hamaitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya. Let's make a third scenario just to understand the Shaila. Let's, we had Reuven and Shimon Ushnaim Erichsen Vitalis. And now Levi comes in. Levi's holding the talus. Good morning, Levi. Levi, what's with this talus? Oh, Reuven sold it to me. Reuven sold it to me. I bought the talus from Reuven. Reuven, so you come over, Reuven, you sold him? Yeah, sure. He was moide that it's mine. And I sold it to him. So now it's Levi's. Shimon says, I never sold it to you. I rented it to you. So let's talk about such a case. So l'chayre, the way Tosfos says pshat in the sugya, what should be the din? It should belong to Levi. Because Shimon's taina, this is an ansadi, what he's saying is wrong. Shimon is saying he rented him without Eidim. He wants to tell me something which is not plausible, which doesn't make sense. An ansadi, no one ever do such a thing. So Shimon's taina is zicher wrong. So Al-Kochach, so Reuven is right. So Reuven said he was made to me, and I sold it to Levi. So L'chayre, the way Tosfos says, the reason of the psak is because Anan Sadi. The Baraisa says, Amaitzi Mechaveir Olavaraya, because Reuven is a Mursik. L'chayre, according to Tosfos, I feel like Reuven is not a Mursik. Levi's holding it now. The din should also be the same way. That's a Ha'oreh. Which I just like to mention the ha'ore and go further. One more ha'ore I'd like to mention, which the gedolei achronim amoirem. Tosfos asks Akasha, let us believe Shimon that Reuven is now holding the talus. Reuven is holding the talus. Reuven says he was made to me. Shimon says I rented it to you. Fine. We don't believe him. In fact, Tosfos is amigo. Could have said he hafted away from me. So l'chayre, that's a migu l'haitzi. He had Tosfos that beis hamadala that says migu l'haitzi lo yamrina. You don't say a migu is not strong enough to be maitzi from a muzik. Reuven is holding now the talus, so how could a migu work? It's a migu l'haitzi. And between you and me, the miri says this teretz on Tosfos. On Tosfos kasha, Tosfos says he has amigo. So the miri says it's amigo loitzi. Tosfos does not say this teretz. Tosfos says a psalmistic teretz, a bikamokim edim. So the nachlas Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Ochonon asks the kasha, yes, on this Tosfos, it's amigo loitzi. So he says, Amoyre de Kezach, he says that if the Shimon, who has the Migu, had a Mori Kama on the Talis, that means we paskin zil plugu. So before we paskin, that half belongs to Shimon. I mean, that's what we paskin. So we know it's Shimon's. Now Reuven says it's mine. You were made it to me. That's what Reuven says. And Shimon says he has a migul. No, I could have said chotaf and it would belong to me. So he should give it back to me. So the Rabbi Tzolkel Chonon says if a person has a morikame plus a migul, then you say migulaitzi. Migulaitzi means you're a mursik and I'm nothing. I only have a migul. So a migul haitzi loy amrina. But if I had a morikam on the talus, that means till now we assumed that the talus is mine. And now I'm saying that it's still mine with a migul. So migul would help. It's not even it's loyitzi. And that's why Taisa says to say a teretz of migul b'makimayt. That is one mahalach to fahem from the Baraisa. Now, let's go further. There's a second mahalach. V'boi yisayme. Kidiktoni. The osu lekamon kitofis lochad minayu. V'idoch misre bo suchi. Now, it would seem as follows. It is speaking about Reuven is holding the talus. The preacher says Reuven is holding the whole talus. Shimon is sriche means he's trying to grab it. It's Reuven is holding it, but Shimon is trying to grab it, and that's what Bezdin sees. But Reuven is holding it. Now, let's hear the story. What are they saying? Reuven is tining that, it's my talus. I'm holding the talus. It's my talus. Shimon wants to grab it away from me, but it's my talus. That's what Reuven is tining. Shimon is telling Bezdin, he don't know what happened. I picked up the talus. He grabbed it away from me. So I'm trying to get it back. But he grabbed it away from me. So, it's my talus. He grabbed it in the sruchi. I'm trying to get back what he grabbed away from me. But that's the story that comes to Bezi. So, the Mos says, Vafilu l'sumches doma momen hamutl b'sofek chilkin b'loi shvue, by the sumches desirche lav klumai. Now let us see Rashi, and let us try a little to understand this Gemara. Afilu l'sumches, kloima, balibe de sumches, de meiku b'chaluki. Le matzrech afilu shvue, itzrech lashminan, b'chiyagav le meide sumches, afilu b'shvue loishoko, tolav momin hamutl b'sofiku, the sirche lav klumu ben sheir shochad lefonecha leidomi lenimtza ubra betzida. Now let us try a little to understand this gemara. We had a machloike sumches in the rabbonon by nimtza ubra betzida. That means sheir shenoga chasapora, and we find the dead ubra. We don't know exactly what happened. How did this Uba die? Did it die before the Negiche? The Porah was mapple, the blood before the Negiche? So, the Baal Asher doesn't know anything. Or did it die because of the Negiche? And so the Baal Asher has to pay for the Uba. That's the case of Momen Hamutl Besofik. That means I see a dead Uba. I know Usher Shenogach HaSapora, I don't know the facts, when was it Mapo, before the Negiche, after the Negiche. It's it's belita in the same year suffix lebes. When we see the suffix, we don't know exactly what occurred. Now, the Chachamim said, I see that study a suffix, but listen, this Baal Asher is a muzik in his money. He's a muzik in his money. You want to take away money? Yeah, he is a study a suffix. Maybe the Sher was negayach, and it was mapple because of it, maybe. But this person is a muzik. Even though there's a suffix lefoneinu, it means even though you see the suffix, but if yen is a muzik, we will not do anything. Kozman, the yen is a muzik, and there's no raya that is shown that he owes the money. Now, according to the Chachamim, if we'll have such a case, Reuven is holding the talis, and Shimon is trying to grab onto the talis. And Shimon is dying, you know, I held the talis before he grabbed it away from me, and Reuven says, Nishke shteigen, nishke shteigen. So, afilu, the siche, would show something. That means, he's holding on, or he's trying to hold on. That shows maybe he held it before, maybe he didn't hold it before. But who's the muzik in the talis? Reuven is holding the talis. So according to the Chachamim, there's nothing what to talk about. According to the Chachamim, if the Chachamim say, Hamoitzi mechavei roi olav oraye, so according to the Chachamim, Reuven is holding the talis, Reuven is a muzik in the talis, afilu the siche might make us think maybe Shimon was holding the talis before, and Reuven grabbed it away from him. This, maybe there's a mokim to think, but according to the Chachamim, there's nothing what to talk about. Afilu nimtzu ubru betzidu, the siche a mokim to think that the shoel brought about the apole. Afal pike, Afal Pikain, we say Mitzmechavolabai. So Mamela, so the Tesla Ben Peret seems to say like this. So according to the Chachamim, there's nothing what to talk about. According to the Chachamim, Afilu Siche could make me think that Reuven grabbed it away from Shimon, but now Reuven is a muzik, so you can't take away from Reuven. But afilu, according to Sumchis holds that if you see a suffix lefonecha, so forget, I don't care about muzik. The tzdadei ha-suffix are machir, I should say, yachloiku. So maybe there'd be a svara to say that with the sirche of Shimon, that what Shimon is trying to hold on to, that makes me think maybe that Reuven kept it away from him. Sicher now, Reuven is holding it now. But maybe that makes me think that the sicher makes me think that it was grabbed away from Shimon. And perhaps with a shvur, I'd give it to Shimon, according to Sumchis. According to the Chum, there's nothing what to talk about. It's kamash melon sicher lav klumhu. Kamash melon sicher lav klumhu. Fine. That's now the next Gemara that we're going to start to learn tonight is a very, very, very difficult Gemara. Perhaps there's three Mahalchim to learn the Gemara. There's the Ran, there's Tosfos, and there's Rashi. Each Mahalch is not Poshet. We have a tremendous sugya in front of us. I'd like the Vayel to start learning the sugya according to the Ran, and then we'll go back to Tosfos and Rashi. But let us just say the words of the Shaila of the Gemara, and then I'll say over the Lashon of the Ran, so we can try to understand the Tzdodei HaShaila. Im Timtza Loima, now, I'll just say over the way the Ran learns Pshat and our Gemara. This is the Ran's Mahalach, and then we'll say what the Lumdus of the Ran is. The Ran learns Pshat and the next Gemara as follows. Reuven and Shimon are holding a talis. Shnayim are holding a talis. And now, Shimon is magdish the talus. Finished. Shimon says the talus is mine, and Shimon is magdish the talus. Fine. Do I have to be afraid that it's hegdish? Now, before the hegdish of Shimon, what was the din Shtayim Eichsim Betalis, who was Yachloiko, that was the din, we paskin Yachloiko. Before the Psak, Shimon was Magdish the whole Talis. Does this Hegdish have, make any bearing? I have to declare it's Hegdish. I don't have to declare it's Hegdish. What is the din? And we'll see the Tzodi Ashayla soon. So the Gemara says as follows: Im timtza loyma, takva echad befaneinu meitzien oisa miyodai. Now we had a shaila of tzavach shosak ubesayv tzavach. We had a shaila. The Gemara had a shaila. If it was shosak ubesayv tzavach, do I say it's aido? Do I say it's not aido? It was a whole shaila in the Gemara. One patient to Shaila wanted to bring a raya from the price, and that's what the price means. I'm eating a chaber of a raya. It's talking about Shosam, but the man said, no, the price is talking about another case. Fine. So we have a boy or Rab Zeire. So Rab Zeire had a Shaila, is talk for Echabe Faneinu, who is Shosak of Psaif Tzava. We have a, do we give it to the Taikiv? Don't we give it to the Taikiv? We had a Shaila before. So now, the Gemara says as follows, and that, then later, I'll say over the Lashon Hara. Im timtza loyma tokve echad befoneinu, moitzien oisei miyodoi, we take it away from Shimon, we say it's not aido, tzovach, shosak lebuseif tzovach is not aido, higdisha eina mekodeshes. So if Shimon was magdishit, so tzicha not hegdish. Im timtza loyma tokfa echa befaneinu ein meitzien oisei miyodai. But if we will say tokfa echa befaneinu ein meitzien oisei miyodai, higdisha beloy tokfa mal. So what'll be the din if Shimon will be magdish the whole talus? Shimon is magdish the whole talus. Shimon says the whole talus is hegdish. Does the whole talus become hegdish? Mal, kiven, the omar, mar, amirose, legvoya, kimsirose, lehedyetomi, kimande, tokvodomi, since is a concept of amirose, legvoya, kimsirose, lehedyet, kimande, tokvodomi, I do me, hashta, miyo, holy, tokvo, uksi, veish, kiyagdish, es beisai, koidish, ma beisai, bershusai, avkol, bershusai. Now, I'd like to say over the Lashon of the Ram and try a little to explain how the Ram learned Pshat in our Gemara. The Ram says as follows. The Ran's not the Ran in the back, this is the Chedushi Ran. This is the Chedushi Ran. The Ran says, first, the Ran says Pshat in the Shaila of the Gemara, Shosak u l'psoif tzovach. The Gemara says, is it Aido? Is not Aido? Gemara Shaila. Nireli, zok the Ran, tohachi perushai. The shaila of the previous Gemara, we had a shaila shosak of a soif tzovach, and then he's holding it, is it aido, it's not aido. Hochi pirushai, zuktaran, the vadai pshitalom, the hode ishtik of a soif tzovach. We have a very interesting case over here. He's pulling it out of his hands, he doesn't open up his mouth. Then he's pulling about his hands, he doesn't open up his mouth, and later he's tzovach. So he says, this case Ike lemitli baido. This could be his maide, kiven de ishtik. He was quiet, just for a tzedo. Vike lemeima, belabaido, kiven lo besef tzobach. He says, this shaila of shosak lo besef tzobach, he says, I'll tell you. It's a suffix haido. I mean, it's tut stodim. That means there's a very interesting occurrence happened over here. While he was scraping it out of his hands, he was quiet. That seems it was a dog. Later he screams. So it could be it's too late, Rabbi Yehuda Amoido. Could be the tzvich is that it's a Golem Milsa. I was quiet before because Choselei Rabbonam. So, but now they didn't do anything, it's over. Zok Taran. This case, I'll tell you what, it's a suffix a dog. It's a suffocator. It's a suffocator. It could be he was made, it could be he wasn't made. There's no shayla. Ikalameima, ikalamitle baido, bikalameima, the labaido. So what's the shayla? Elohoche kame boimo. He says the shayla is as follows. Kivin the vadai talazu mitchila besofik oisayemedes. That means, till now, before the tkife, Tupi ushnaim oichsim betalas. And we're going to paskin chaluke. That we're going to paskin chaluke. So, it was a suffer. I don't know. Could be it's Ruvens, could be it's Shimon's. The chaluke that will paskin, that we will paskin, is misofik. He's a mursik in it. Shloyayinu yoidim shel mihu. We never knew. Afilu bezin will paskin chaluke. We never knew taka that it belongs to both. Vikivin shekei. So that means like this. If nothing would have happened, so we paskin yachloiko. Why would we paskin yachloiko? Both of them are muzik. So we don't know what to do. So we'll say, you take care and you take care. Since Shnei Merzok, and we'll give each one, but we give each one half Mikayich Sofik. I don't know that it belongs to both. Vikivit Shekein. So if the whole psak of Chaluke is Mikayach Sofik, Av Sofik Haido Mahani Lamide Bishus Zeh Shetotvo. So now, if the whole din Chaluke, if nothing would have happened, is also Mikayach Sofik, he's Musik and he's Musik, so give it to both. So memela asafik haido, I don't know bechlal if it belongs to any of them. I don't know to which one belongs. Now there's asafik haido, and one of them is muhzik now. So I'll say I made some mechaber ala varaya. That means the whole thing was asafik till now. Now I have a new safik. Maybe it was moide, and the second one is a muhzik. So I'll say I made some mechaber ala varaya. That's tzad aleph. So asafik haido should help. Because the whole chalukah was mikoyach sofik. Oy dilme, that's one side in Rab Zeira's sofik. Oy dilme, talizu mitchila loy hoysamu talas besofik. Danan sadi de maide tofes haidi dayu, o maide tofes haidi dayu. Could be the din chalukah is, and if you look in Taisvis, that base of Adal, Taisvis Taka said like that, the din chalukah is, mikoyach hanan sadeh, I say, vadai half belongs to Reuven and half belongs to Shimon. V'kivin shekein ein sofe kaido moitzi midei vadai. So he says, Rab Zeira shayla, boy Rab Zeira klared a shayla, by talk for echad befoneinu, Vishosak for Hodel Tzovach. Now one is a muzik. So he says, you know what the shayla is? He says, I'll tell you what the shayla is. It's zicher, this is a case of a suffix haido. That's the zicher. This dude started, maybe it wasn't made, maybe it wasn't made. There's no way to be mavara that suffix. It's a suffix haido, and now he's a muzik. Now one of them is a muzik. So if I say the din chaluke is, because misafik, I say yachloiko. I don't give it to each one because I know that half belongs to each one. I don't know. Both of them are muzukim, so I give it to both of them. Now I have a suffix, maybe one was moided to the other, and one is muzik, so a suffix a door, so I'll pass, and I give it now to the muzik. Since the whole din chalukah was also only a din chalukah mikoyach suffix, so I'll give it to the muzik now with a suffix a door. But if I will say that the din chalukah is mitoyres vadai, that means that what Besdin Paskin's Chaluk is because I assume B'Teiras Vadai that half belongs to Reuben, half belongs to Shimon. So that's why I say Yachloiku, like Taisha said, that Beza Medalev, and on Sadi, the Maida Tobisai, the Maida Tobisai, I assume that Vadai belongs to half. So Sofak Haido will not be Moitzi from a Vadai Din Chaluke. So I'll go back and I'll say Yachloiku. That was the suffix of Rab Zeire. And Rab Zeire wasn't patient the suffix. That was the suffix of Rab Zeire. So the Yesoida suffix is not, is it Aido, is not Aido. That Rab Zeire is even though it's a suffix Aido. That's no Shaila. The Shaila is, can I suffix Aido, and now someone is a Muzik. If I have a suffix Aido, now Shimon is a Muzik. Can a suffix Aido help after there was a previous psak of chalukah? Now, if the psak of chalukah is also mikoyach suffik, there wasn't a psak yet, but if the psak is based misuffik, we say chalukah, so a suffik eido will be moitzi from a suffik psak of chalukah. If I say the psak is because I assume the toires brirus that it's vadai both of theirs, then a suffix haido won't help. So mamela, that was the shaila of Rab Zeire, and the Ran feels ois. The reason why I said this, ubesomach tire bohod the beina lekamon hikdisha b'loy tokfo, the shaila of the gemore maviani leforishkach. From this gemore, you'll see that's how I was forced to say pshat in the gemore. That this is the shell of the Gemara. Now the Ran wants to explain the shell of our Gemara. The Ran says as follows. Nearly the Hochi Perusha Dishmaite. Our Gemara is a Shaila. One was Magdishit, and the clear Shaila is the Hegdish Chal. Im Timtzo Loimer, Tok Ve'echad B'Faneinu Meitzin Oisei Miyodai. Gemara says, if you'll Tok Ve'echad Meitzin Oisei Miyodai, Hegdisha Einem Kadesh. Then the Hegdish is not. Shekivit, She'ein ma'midin oisei b'yodai mishim sofek haidozu. If you say, tokfa echvenu meitzin oisei b'yodai, that means a sofek haidoh does not help. Alme she'onu toifsin oisei kila oisei mitchile bevadai chetzi shozeh vechetzi shozeh. That's why a sofek haidoh doesn't help, because I assume it's vadai half women's and half shimmins. V'kivin she'kein, so if, when both were holding, I assume that it's half Rumens and half Shimon's, Pshitalon dikdeisha einem mukdeshes. Now Shimon is magdish the whole talus. Shkoyach. Da avalei ke magdish momin shalchaveri legamri. So I know half is Rumens, half is Shimon's. Shimon is magdish the whole talus. Shkoyach. It can be magdish Rumens talus. That means I assume B'Teiras Vadai that half is Reuven's, and you're Magdish Reuven's Talus. So that doesn't mean anything. You can't be Magdish Reuven's Talus. And I assumed that half is Reuven's. Yeah. Abo. Im tim tzeloima. The talk for echad b'faneinu emetzin oisei miyodoi. But if you hold by talk vechneim sinais miyodai alme einonu toifsin talazu betchile bevadai kilo hoisa shol shnei. If a Safek Haidah helps, so that means the Din Chalukya that we were going to Paskin is not, I know that half is Reuben, so half is Shimon. Shimkein Hechem Amidim Moise B'shus HaToyker Nei Safek Haidah Zu Shein El Safek. I can't give it to him if I know that the half is Reuben, so HaSafek Haidah will not take it away from him. Chemayshe Kosavnu Lamayla. Ela vaday av betchila anu rein oisai besofik. Ela vaday betchila anu rein oisai besofik lechad v'echad. That means when they're both holding it, that means when Reuven and Shimon is holding it, could be the whole thing belongs to Shimon, between you and me. Could be the whole thing belongs to Reuven. That would I make chalukah. Misafik, each one is muzik, so I make chalukah. But the din chalukah is not that I'm convinced that half belongs to Reuven and half belongs to Shimon. No, the din chalukah is misafik. He's muzik and he's muzik, so I give Reuven half and Shimon half. Elavadei af betchila ono rein oisei besafik lorechad vechad. O sheim oitzin kol chatzi vechatzi shabo. Mishus atayfus, but we won't take away the hair from each one. The misfeke loy mafkida. That means I won't take away hair from Reuven if Reuven is a muzik. Could very well be it's not Reuven, but Reuven is a muzik, so I won't take it away from. But when I'm, but I consider it could still be it's not Reuven. I won't take it away from Reuven. Umishem hachi ikilis fuki bikdisha kiloy takvamai. So what will be if Shimon was Magdish the whole Talis? He's not quiet. Alatzovach. He's screaming. Magdish it. The came in the moment there besofik shel shneim huaymit. That means when I'm looking at the Talis now, you ask me who does it belong to? Could be belongs to Reuven. Could be belongs to Shimon. I don't know. I'm going to give it to Reuven, Misafik, because he's a Musik in the air. V'dayin yesh l'chol echad v'echad eze din afilu b'chatsiyo achem. That means, even though I'm going to give half to Reuven, I still have a tzad, could be that half belongs to Shimon, but I can't give it to Shimon, because Reuven is a Musik. But even giving it to Reuven, I realize that it could be a Shimon's, but I can't give it to Shimon since Reuven is a muzik. V'adayin the kibin the moment zeh besofik shel shneim huaymit v'adayin yesh l'chol echad ve'echad eize din afilu b'chatzi ya'acher. That means I can still think that the whole thing is Reuven's or the whole thing is Shimon. Da afilu sofik haidozu mahani lei. If you see a Safek Haidah helps, if a Safek Haidah, if a Mesupik of Reuven was made, I'll give the whole thing to Shimon. So you see, I'm Mesupik, maybe it is Taki Shimon. It's Davki, Lagabi Hedit, Le Mavkini, Meshus HaToyfes, Vishen Koichai Chal, Meshus Chaveiroi, the Mechuset Kifa Mesire. So he says, by Hedit, that means Reuven is holding his Amusik in half. So you'll ask me, is it Shimon? So I'll tell you, it could be a Shimon, but I can't give half to Shimon because Reuven is a toughest in it. And Shimon is not a toughest in it. So that's why I give half to Reuven. Ah, but Rishus Kavoya, but when it comes to Hegdish, B'chol Mokim Huchayu B'loi Mechaschi Bei Mesire. V'kivin Shemomim Zeh B'sofik Hu Oymed, Chayel alei hegdish misfeike leinyen isure dechman de tokve bedine lehedyetomi. So the Ran says the Shail is like this. When Shimon is magdish the whole talis, so now, if you would tell me I have no suffix in my mind that half belongs to Shimon, that means it's vaday Reuven's, the din muzik is a din vaday. So Shimon is Magdish Reuven's half. Chuldik, who is Shimon to be Magdish Reuven's half? It's gone, Shimon gone. But since the only reason I'm giving it to Reuven is because Reuven is a Muzik, Now I have a suffix, maybe it belongs to Hekdesh. Maybe it belongs to Hekdesh. That's a suffix that could be, it could be. It could be it belongs to Shimon all the time. I had a suffix, maybe it belongs to Shimon. And he was Magdashid now. And if he was Magdashid now, so now it belongs to Hekdesh. So there's two shailas. There's a shaila legabi isurim. There's a shaila legabi. If it belongs to Hekdesh, so it's also. She's not allowed to have a no from that chaylik, because to me it belongs to Hekdesh. And so memeila, there's a suffix isur over here, number one. And number two, so the psak yachloiku will not be machia legabi the isa, because the din moment is also not mevula. So memele, so it could very well be now that hegdish is a muzik. That means if it belongs to hegdish, so the hegdish is a muzik. Before, he's a muzik, he's holding it. But now it could very well be, if it's Shimon's, so it became Momen Gavoya, and Hekdesh is a muzik. I don't know who it belongs. So Lemaise, you will not be able to use the talus. Now Bezna will not permit Reuven to use the talus. Maybe it's Hekdesh already. That's Shaila number one. That's what it means. But, there's another tzad. There's a tzad. Oidum, akimen the hash the miya loy tok vebeine shaloy lashum dova, aflinyin hegdish, enim kadeshis mi koichot. Or the Gemara says, afilu it is shimins. Afilu klapish mai galiyat shimins. But, in Hilchis Momin, Shimon has no bailus on it now. Because Misafik Besen, because it belongs to Reuven. So if Shimon does not have any Moministic bailus on it now, so it can't be Magdashid. So that is the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying now three things. If you hold Tokva Echot Bifoneinu, Meitziya Noisi Miyodoi, and the reason from that Allah is because I assume it's a Psakva Dois, that half is Reuven's, half is Shimon's, so finished. So in Hilchis moment, it's Mucha already, that half belongs to Reuven. So Shimon can't be Magdashed. Shimon can't be Magdashed, Reuven's Talos. So then there's no Shail. That's what the Gemara says. Im Tim Tzoloima. Will not help. Why doesn't Asofa Gedor help? Because I assume that that belongs to Reuven, that belongs to Shimon. So then the din will be Higdisha Einam Kadesh. So then there's nothing to talk about the Hegdish. It's Oiske Paskent and Dine Momen is that it's Ruch. So Shimon's Hegdish is Lemala Vaymei. Im tim tzaloyim atak vo echad b'faneinu emetziyin oisim yodoy. So that means that asofik haidor will help. So that means the psak of chalukah before the asofik haidor is also only a psak sveikis. The Reuven in the Mux, I can give it to Reuven, Shimon in the Mux. But it, in Mominus, it never became mucha who the Bailam really is. I make a chalukah because since each one is the Mux. I leave it here by the music. So now you have a shayla, what will be the din by Hekdesh? So there's a svara to say that, so since I'm always, I can always clear that it touches the whole thing in Shimon's, I can't give it to Shimon. So if I can clear the Shimon, then I have to clear maybe the Hekdesh was chal, and there's a nisa Hekdesh. Or, since Shimon Bepoyo has no bailus on it as yet, because of the Anhogis Fakis, so he's not Bekoyach to be Magdashid.